Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory during.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad that you have stopped by the show today. I hope it's something that will be said or revealed today that will draw you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. It's not about me, but it's all about Him. And I thank you for coming on today, each and every one of you all. And today, before we start our exciting topic today, we're going to pray. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning in the most humblest way that we know how. Lord, we come giving you thanks this morning, Lord. Come giving you praise in the Father. We couldn't have made it without you, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to come in, dear Heavenly Father, as we go forth in this broadcast, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be the broadcast that you would have it to be, not what Sadie would want it to be. Move Sadie out of the way, Lord, and let the Holy Ghost come in, dear Heavenly Father. Let it renew minds, dear Heavenly Father. Let it change attitudes, dear Heavenly Father. Let the word prick each and every person's heart this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We want to say thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for every person that was tuned into this broadcast, no matter what time of day or night it may be. But we hope it's something that the Holy Ghost will drop in their spirit, dear Heavenly Father, from the topic that we are going to talk about today. We give you praise in advance for it. And Jesus' divine will, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, today, we're going to be coming from Malachi, the third chapter and the sixth verse. And our topic today is our unchanging God. And the word of God says, not me, but the word says, it's in your Bible if you have not tore your page out. And it says, for I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons, talking about more than one son, sons of Jacob, are not consumed. So today we're going to talk about our unchanging God. Well, first of all, you know how they say we change like the weather, but God don't change. God is the same today and forevermore. And as I read this and gave it a title, Our Unchanging God, you know, the world around us is constantly changing. Our lives and our circumstances are in a process of transition. Our perspective and opinion mature. With the passing of time, each birthday reminds us that we are getting older. We say a lot of time when we have a birthday, well, I'm just another day older, or I don't think of it that way. But it let us know when our hair turned gray, it's changing. But God never changed. You know, change take place in so many things in the world today. First of all, it take place in our employment. Today you have a job. This afternoon you may not. That's change. Our families, some are drawn apart. Some can't take one another. Some don't want to be in the room with one another. That's a change. Our churches, you know, for each and every one of you listening. You know the change that go on in your church. You know the things that set in place and things that occur, and it come a point in time where it brings about a change. It's time for you to move on. Our community, just look around your community right now. Look around your neighborhood. Last week, you passed a building that may have been standing. Within 2 weeks or maybe a week, you come back by that same way and find that building has been demolished. What do that mean? That means it's a changing that's going on. You know, wavering economic conditions, that's a change where you didn't get a raise this year, or you didn't get as much where you thought you was going to get it. You receive letters or whatever and say, it's been a change in management. So we have to do some things different from what you've been doing. I'm just dropping in your spirit today about the changes that's occurring in everyday life and everyday people. But God changes not. Our unchanging God. You know, weather patterns. I know you have seen it. Where you are located today, you may have snow. Where somebody else is located, they may have experienced an earthquake. Where somebody else is, they may have experienced a storm. Somebody else may have experienced a tsunami. But it's in the world, it's changing. It's steadily going around and around, and things are changing every day in your life. They are not remaining the same. When you laid down last night and God woke you up this morning, it's some changes going on because he has given you a new mindset. He's given you a new direction. He has auctioned you through the Holy Ghost on something that you should do today that you didn't do yesterday. Change. An unexpected world upheaval may dramatically affect our lives. It only take a minute, a second, an hour of the day for a change to occur in your life. So you never know when a change is going to come about. But you can always count on God because he changes not. He's the same today, yesterday, last year, and forevermore. Our unchanging God. You know, as human, we are always changing. Ever since the fall of Adam, when sin was introduced, change has been part of our life ever since. The moment we are born, we begin to age. We grow, we develop, and then we deteriorate. And our memory is one of the first things to go. We try to hold on to the memories as long as we can. But you just heard me. We grow. You're steady getting where you say, you know, that child, I just saw him last week, and now they're a skyscraper. Nothing is remaining the same. It's changing. Your development, not only of your body, your mind is developing every day. That's a change that's going on. So we have to see every day we have a change going along in our life. But God changes not. I'll use some examples like cell phones. That's a change. Every other day you have a new something been added to the cell phone, or a new cell phone, or a new iPod, or a new television. That's a change. So when you look around your life, in your neighborhood, in your situation, there's changes always going on. but God changes not. Our only hope in life is this: God never changes. He is the one constantly that we can count on while everything around us radically changes. When you think about, say, your home, how your children is changing from day to day, your boss is changing, your surrounding is changing, your neighborhood is changing, but God changes not. And I thought that was so profound to bring that, because we change in everyday life. You may have spoke to somebody today, but tonight or tomorrow, you don't even speak to that person. You have changed. They're trying to wonder, well, what happened to them? Did I do something to them? You steadily changing. But God remained the same. He didn't change. You know, and as I thought about that, different things, sometimes some things is notable if it is subject to change in any degree. You know, to be immutable means to be unchangeable and unchanging. You know, God does not and cannot change in his basic character. Nothing that God has ever said about himself will be manifest. Nothing the inspired prophets and apostles have said about him would be rescinded. He guaranteed this. He changes not. He's the same today and forevermore. You know, I'm just, the more I say about an unchanging God, the more he dropped things into my spirit. You know, here's another definition that captures the depth and the beauty of God's unchanging character. All that God is, he has always been. And all that he has been and is, he will ever be. My. You know, you can also use the word always to express the truth about God. God is always wise, always sovereign, always faithful, always just, always holy, always loving. Whatever God is, he always is. There are no sometime attributes of God. All of his attributes are always attributes. He always is what he is. You know, when you think about that today, when you say God is your everything today. Can you be faithful always? Are you holy always? Or always, are you loving always? But here God is telling you, always he's loving. Always he's holy. Always he's just. Always he's faithful. Always he's sovereign. But can you say that about yourself? You have to, you say, have some downtime, or you have to do this, or you're changing this, or you're changing this around, you're rearranging. But God stays the same. He remains the same God today and forevermore. And I just know, I just love him. Because I may have changed on some things or did something, rearranged something, but he had to bring me back. Overseer, I'm an unchanging God. I change not. What I told you in the scriptures, what I told you last week, what I'm telling you today, I'm unchanging. It's what I say that will come. You know, the fact that the Lord is the unchanging, one accounts for the preservation of the son of Jacob from destruction. My. When, you know, I went to reading that on how they changed and sin and the things they did, but God didn't change. He spoke the word. He gave us the word. He left us the word here to go by. He did not change. And I love him. I thank God he didn't change. Because if God would have changed with us, like people today change with us, from moment to moment, from season to season, but God remains the same. For instance, example, just almost a month ago, time changed. God didn't change, but man say, time changed. We're going to go up an hour. We're going to lose an hour. God didn't change. Man changed. So when you think about, as you read the word of God, it changes not. He left us this word of God, the Bible, in every page in it, every chapter, for you and me to read, to know what is he saying. But he changes not. We want to change and rearrange everything. We want to take things out of context, but God's word, it changes not. I don't care how many, whatever you put in front of it, whatever you put behind it, is still the same. It remains the same word. He's letting us know, I am an unchanging God, but I change not. My. You know, life journey is full of uncertainties, alterations, and surprises. Sometimes it takes us through some strange twists. I think I have somebody coming on. Hold on, please. And forgive me if I had to take that. But when you think about life's journey, it's full of uncertainty and surprises. We have it every day that's occurring in our life. Sometimes it takes us through some strange twists and turns in our life. I know a lot of you all that's listening today, you probably went through some strange things that you never thought that you would go through. You've seen some things. Life have taken you through some challenge. You have went through some turns in your life where you've worked all your life and one morning you woke up that you didn't have a job anymore. Or you had family members that said they would be with you to the end. But something came about and changed. You can't find those family members yet. And I don't mean they had to pass away, but it's change that's occurring in our life each and every day. So, you know, our well-thought-out plans can be disrupted by anything. From, like I said earlier, from an earthquake, a flood, to an illness, an accident, or death of a loved one. We are talking about how things change in our life. I can think and give an example of an accident I had in January. Freak accident, but God was so merciful. So kind and so loving. He let me know. He didn't change. Now, all I had to do was just call on him. Call on the name of Jesus. And I'm still here today to be able to bring this broadcast to you today on our unchanging God. How he spared my life. 2 weeks ago, he spared my cousin's life in a freak accident. How many times have he healed you and others from illness that attacked you? How many times you've been in a flood? He didn't change. You may have changed, but he didn't change. And when you think about how good God is, he is just so good. He's good. And I just thank him. I just love him for that. You know, some changes in life cause us shock. You know, some things have went on in each and every one of you locks that have really shocked you to the point that it just left you either mesmerized, you was in a daze, you didn't know which way to go, and you were just steadily in shock. Another time, it may have been grief. Unexpected. That happened. We're here for a while, for a season. Just like I told you earlier, the body is deteriorating. Disappointment. How many of you all today have been disappointed in this life? We're going to have it. We're going to have our ups. We're going to have our downs. But God didn't change. He's right there with us. You know why others changes bring joy? Oh, we can have some changes that bring about joy in our life. We can have change that bring encouragement in our life. And above all, we can have blessings that come upon us in our life. These are steady talking about changing, and our God is an unchanging God. Now, through these things, we might want to change when we have some encouragement. Sometimes some want to get beside themselves, but remain the same where God can still use you because he's an unchanging God. I'm trying to get over to my switchboard, and for some reason it's taking a little bit longer because I know if someone would like to respond to unchanging God, which is our unchanging God. But until it comes back up, I'll continue on talking about our unchanging God. Because he changes not. And I thank him for not changing. Because if he would change like I see the people change, where would we be today? Really, where would we be? If God would start changing on us, we would be blowed up. But he remains the same. And we all should love him. And you know, let's remember, we serve an unchanging God, which who is in sovereign control of all of life's uncertainties. That's right, all of life's uncertainties. We all have been in that place in our life. But God has remained the same. He has been right there with us. No matter what may have come up in our life, he's right there to bring us through. Our unchanging God. You know, nevertheless, the foundation of God standing sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. You'll find that in 2 Timothy, the second chapter. In the 19th verse, and for those that may not have their Bibles right there with them, I'm going to go ahead and turn to it and read what thus saith the Lord, because I don't want to give you anything that did not come from the Word of God. For those of you who have tuned in, I was told that y'all couldn't get in. I'm going to keep talking until we can get it back up. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day's broadcast. Oh, gracious Father, we know how the enemy will come in, but we give him no glory today, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise today, dear Heavenly Father, because we are assured we're standing on your word, on the topic we're talking about, our unchanging God. God, we know the machine or change, but we know you are never changed, the Heavenly Father. We're giving you glory right now in advance, the Heavenly Father, for what you're doing. We give you glory for what you're going to do, the Heavenly Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask you, the Heavenly Father, to get into this computer, get into the switchboard, the Heavenly Father. We asking you to turn this thing around, the Heavenly Father. We asking you to do what you need to do, the Heavenly Father, to bring this program back on air, the Heavenly Father. I decree it, I declare it, and I give the word of God to you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you are God that changes not. And, Lord, we praise you in advance for it this morning. We thank you for what you're doing right now. We thank you that the people will hear the broadcast. For you say, I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, Lord, we just give you praise for it right now, the Heavenly Father, because you are so worthy to be praised, the Heavenly Father. We want to say thank you in advance for it right now, the Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Even as it's coming up, the Heavenly Father, we still going to give you praise. We still going to give you glory, the Heavenly Father, because we know it's all about you. It's not about us, Lord. It's all about you. And we know the enemy has come in to try to sabotage this program, but we send him back today in the pits of hell. He will not have any place on this show today. We will have victory this day on this program. Victory, victory is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. I will not give up. I won't give in because I know who my creator is. I know him to be a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We give you praise for it right now in advance. We're giving you an advance praise, Lord, an advance praise, Lord. I advance praise because you are truly, truly worthy to be praised, Lord. You are truly worthy, truly worthy. It's coming up slowly, but we know it's going to come on. We just are sure of that. We just are sure of your word that it will come on. We don't know what happened. And, yes, we do know what happened. But we're going to keep on praising you. We're going to keep giving you the glory. We're going to keep giving you the praise because you change not. I know I'm walking on his territory today, but you change not, God, and I thank you. I thank you for being the God that's above all gods. I thank you for being the creator. I thank you for being a wheel in the middle of a wheel. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, the Lord is unchanging in his character. The Lord always keeps his promise. The Lord's name declare he is able to do what he promised that he would do. When we return to the Lord, we must give him all of our life, not part of it, but all of it, because he is the creator. He changes not. We may change, but he don't change. And that's what I love about God. He remains the same today and forevermore. And for those that just may be coming on, we are trying to get the switchboard on. We don't know what reason it's not coming on today. And I am so sorry for those that can't get through. But we know God is able to see us through no matter what. No matter what, no matter what. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to your name, Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. And, you know, like I started off saying, the world around us is constantly changing. And that go for this computer. It was man-made. It's constantly changing. You on today, you off in a minute. But we know who's in charge. We're going to give him glory. We're going to give him praise. Through it all, through it all, I have learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in him through it all, through it all. No matter what it looked like, I've learned to trust in Jesus. And you know, we're having a going through a process of transition right now with this computer. But I'm not going to let that deter me. I'm not going to let it stop me. And I'm not going to let it block me. I'm going to continue giving him the praise and the honor, because he woke me up this morning to give him praise. He didn't leave me. He did not forsake me. And when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's doing for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. I thank him this morning. I don't know how many listening in can thank him, but I'm thanking him this morning for what he's doing right now in our life. I'm just thanking him. It's trying to come on you all, so I'm going to keep praising him, because no matter what's going on in your life, you just start giving God a praise. I mean, wherever you are right now, just start praising God with me and for me, because I'm going to do the work God has called me to do. In spite of whatever may be going on, I'm still going to give him a praise today. I'm still going to give him the glory, because truly he is worthy to be praised, truly. And, you know, as I was going through that, I'll go back up a little bit where life journey is full of uncertainty. And with this blog talk show this morning, it's been an uncertainty. It's been an alteration. And for sure, a surprise. Ha, my. You know, and sometimes it take us through some strange twists and turns. And that's what it's doing today. It's been taking me through a strange twist and turn. But I still, when I told God yes, I meant yes all the way. I meant yes. Yes, Lord, I'll do your will. Yes, Lord, I'll go where you tell me to go. Yes, Lord, I'll say what you want me to say. And I'm going to stick with my yes. I'm not going to let it deter me. I'm not going to let it shake me. I'm not going to let it shake my faith. Because sometimes it takes us, you know, going through some things to bring us out and bring us out for the joy, for the encouragement, for the blessing. My. It's coming on. Because, see, I keep giving God praise. I keep giving him glory. I am just so thankful for the master, because he's true to his word. See, I went to praising God in advance before I got on the line. I went to praising God when I got on the line. And since I've been on and something wanted to come up with the program, I said, God, I'm still going to give you glory. I'm still going to give you praise in the midst of whatever twist and turn that's going on. I'm giving you glory. I ain't giving nobody glory but to God, because it all belongs to God. It's not about me. It's all about God and about what he's doing right now in my life, in your life, those that's listening. So I hope you can praise the Lord with me wherever you are, that you are sending a prayer up to the glory of God, that you know your God, that you can get a prayer through. Say, I know I can get a prayer through, because the switchboard is on its way up. It's showing it. So I'm just waiting for it to manifest itself, because I know God is a good God. Ha! Hey, shut up. Hey, glory. God is so good. God is a good God. You can't beat my God. No matter how you try, he's good. He's good. He's good all the time. It's coming on. It's a waiting. Ha! Well, you know, while it's waiting, I'm going to continue on giving him praise. I'm going to continue on giving him glory for today on our unchanging God. Ooh, man. I mean, I am just so happy today that he's a God that do not change. My. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, everybody that's praying on the other end. for the program, I want to say thank you. I'm giving you an advance thank you. I'm asking you to just keep praying because God is a good God, and I'm fixing to bring my first caller that I can see on the air, and I'm going to see if it'll come on. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Just a few minutes, caller. Your number has come up, and I'm waiting for the other to manifest itself. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing right now, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the caller that stayed on the line. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you praise. I give you honor in advance today, dear Heavenly Father, because I know you truly, truly is worthy, dear Heavenly Father. You are truly worthy. You are truly, truly worthy. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. And I know it's a call on the air, but the enemy want to say it's no caller, but the hands up, but the on-air button hasn't come on, so I can bring you in, caller. But just bear with me, caller, because we know you have something powerful to say. And the enemy think he going to keep your mouth closed. Not today, not so, thus said the Lord, because God is truly, truly able and worthy today. He is worthy to be praised, and I give him praise. I give him glory. Because he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. Call if you can hear me, hang up and call back in. If you can hear me, hang up and call back in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to your name, Jesus. You are worthy. You are worthy. Oh, Lord, I hope my caller called back in. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's calling in. For some reason, the part won't pick up. I see his hand, but it won't take. Glory to your name. Glory, glory be to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. I can see it, but it won't pull it. It won't bring him on. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. You are truly worthy, worthy, worthy. My, 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 my. Now, I have never acted this way before. You know, it's the first time for everything. And what I was saying, the enemy didn't like. But I'm going to speak the truth. I'm going to declare the word of God. I'm going to declare it boldly for God. I would give God all the praise and all the honor today. And all I can tell y'all that's listening to, I can get it to take out, is showing everything, but it won't let me bring them in. But the devil is alive today. The devil is alive. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is, he is. Oh, glory to his name. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'll go on a little while longer and talk and see if it'll come up. Because I have a caller and I can't even bring them in. It's saying no caller, but I see a caller on the air. Caller, are you on the air?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. The devil is alive.
Did we break through?
I must have broke through. I hear you because you didn't call. You called on the air, right?
I'm on the air.
Okay, go ahead because I know you. I'll give you the rest of the minutes, the 12 minutes of talking longer. Go right ahead. I am so sorry.
Kena ache kele atas kamiete ache kele osto. Shene ache kisi me auto kala sana hete. Shani ocho kolo siene hete hata keliana siete. Hana yekale ne kosulu ena atasite. Shane hete kale ana paske ana heto kolosata. Sete hane heto kolusuni ati. Sheliata se yane hete keneoto kusiata. Shane hete keleasto kolotu. Devil, we serve notice to you right now, says the Lord. You have no power. You have no authority. Father, we thank you for when we look at setbacks, says the Lord, that these are opportunities for us to manifest the power, the authority of all heaven and earth that's in our hands. Devil, you cannot hinder God's program. We are not ignorant of your devices. We are aware of how you work. But we know by the power, authority, and the level that's given in us that we have authority over you. And we know how to apply this power to break through any type of situations or circumstances and to remove all strongholds. We thank you, Holy and Righteous Father, for the opportunity to exercise your sovereign and your supreme authority. We are truly grateful that you're able to break this matrix, Holy Father, and decree and declare that the devil has no power whatsoever and whatsoever. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to thank you, great overseer, for the opportunity. This is Prophet Andrew Sims, by the way, of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
We come to serve notice today that we have this authority. We have this power. The only thing that we have to learn how to do is to use it and to exercise it. And I thank the Lord God, Yahweh, and Jehovah for the opportunity to be able to exercise this power, to be able to exercise this type of authority to prove that we do have a recipe, we have a prescription to declare that every setback to our Father is an opportunity for him to be glorified. And like you were saying about the unchanging God, there are two types of changes, great overseer. There's a change that you know about, and there's change that you don't know about. Now, once you take up the mantle of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ by the direction of the Holy Ghost, the mantle that you know about, Jesus has already told you about it in the 15th chapter of St. John. They did it to you. They did it to me. Life is subject to change. My people are not the same. The people that do the will of God, those are my people. So once you come to get to be a part of God, there's all things that you know according to 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter. There's nothing that comes upon you by surprise. The only way that something comes upon you by surprise is that you have not changed. And so I thank the Lord for the change that he's given us to have authority over the airways, over the dominion of the works of his fingers, over the works of his hands. So the same thing that we have to exercise on our talk show is what you're going to have to begin to place a covering over your talk show before you start. Because the enemy does not want the glory to be given to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we are grateful for the breakthrough. We are grateful for removing the strongholds. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God through the pulling down of strongholds. For we understand the spiritual weapons that we have to use. We understand the magnitude and the degree that is necessary to remove strongholds. So we thank the Lord for the opportunity that the devil presented to us by messing with these airways so that we could prove that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. I know we don't have but a few minutes. I just need to say
just
that.
Just go ahead and talk. We'll be all right. Just go ahead.
I'm just thankful for the fact that when you talk about things seen and unseen, known and unknown, and heard and unheard, 90% of what we just fought against, I could see the battle taking place fiercely in the natural realm to try to block all of what God would get the glory about. And we had to dispatch angels, great overseer.
Yeah.
We had to dispatch angels by the numbers to be able to defeat these imps and these cohorts that was trying to disrupt the airways. We recognize and realize that the Spirit of God in Hebrew is pneuma. So we are able, by the authority of the Holy Ghost that's placed in us, by the direction of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to be able to dispatch angels into the pneuma, into the atmosphere, to fight this battle according to the book of God. We know that by the scripture of truth that we've got this authority. But when you look at the fact, great overseer, that we don't know how to utilize it, then what we have is a situation where the devil tries to say and try to reveal to others that we don't have any authority or any power. So we come to decree and declare by the truth of the scripture of truth that the Lord Jesus will not be made ashamed of. We will take power and authority over these airways. We will control our atmosphere, our stratosphere, because of St. Matthew 28:18. We come to decree on this watch of Prophet Sims, that the unseen will be known, the unheard will be heard, and all of the things that are not known will be revealed by the power and the direction of the Holy Ghost. So we're grateful for the price that he's paid to declare that we have this authority, that we have this power. And I thank the Lord that the Holy Ghost has taught us how to use this power, to be seers, to be prophets, to know exactly how to fight and defeat our enemy. So we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. We know the tactics that he used. We also know how to apply the force that is necessary from the fight of the word that is given to us according to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, of how to defeat the devil right in his tracks to expose him for who he was. For this is what the Lord says in 1 John. He said, for this is the reason that Jesus Christ came to expose the works and to destroy the works of the devil. So we come as the ambassadors of certified registered agents of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to declare that we are aware of your devices, Satan, and we know how to attack you because the Holy Spirit has taught us how to fight in the unseen world. And as the great overseer was saying, Father, we just give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and the praise because you have not left us defenseless on how to fight the unseen enemy. For we are thankful. We are thankful, according to the word of God, that everything is open and everything is naked. And the techniques, the assault upon the enemy, the Holy Ghost gives it to us to let us know how to bind the strongholds and be released from the snares of the attacks that's taking place upon our life in the supernatural realm. We're so grateful, Holy and Righteous Father, that you have taught us how to fight behind enemy lines. We're so grateful that we can't be touched, that we can't be touched, that we can't be touched, because we are fighting behind enemy lines, because we've got the victory. We're not on the defensive any longer. We're on the offensive because of the precious blood of the cross. So, Father, we thank you that we are soldiers marching forward behind enemy lines, decreeing and declaring that the enemy is a defeated foe. And we thank you, great overseer, for the privilege and opportunity to be able to express this authority, to be able to express this power that can be seen. There's no such thing that, according to the 8th chapter of Psalms, that dominion hasn't been given to us. According to Genesis, the 1st chapter, there's no such thing that this dominion, this power, and this authority hasn't been given unto us. So we decree and declare that Jesus Christ did not go to the cross and die in vain. So we're truly grateful to witness this defeat. We're truly honored to witness this defeat that took place just a few moments ago. We're highly grateful to know that the Lord has answered our prayers, and how yet and still the switchboard was not showing what it should show, but yet and still we got a breakthrough. We removed the shackles and the strongholds from the airways to decree and declare that the devil has no power. This is what I've been teaching, great overseer. See, if you cannot see the ears on the fig tree, when the fig tree responded to Jesus, then it lets me know that you've got some work you need to do. If you cannot see the ears that was on the tempest when the storm was a-raging, you got some work to do. So by the grace and the anointing of the Holy Ghost that's upon Prophet Sims, we can see the ears on the fig tree. We can also see the ears on the wind that causes them to respond. So it's the same way that we could see the enemy trying to destroy these airways and trying to interfere. But according to the spirit of excellence, oh, Lord, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You hear that? According to the spirit of excellence of the anointing, according to the spirit of excellence of the Holy Ghost, we're able to break through on all levels. Now, we just had proof this morning now.
That's right.
So we're grateful to the Lord for the opportunity that this was an opportunity. It wasn't a hindrance to us. It's only a hindrance to those that don't know how to cooperate with the Holy Ghost to break forth. And as I was telling the Lord, as you was asking us to pray, great overseer, I was telling the Lord, that, Lord, here's another golden opportunity for you. This is an opportunity for you to show your power, your supreme anointing. And we are thankful for the devil for every time that he puts his head up to try to mess with us, all of a sudden, here it is, he gives us an opportunity to show how powerful you are.
Yes.
So we give glory unto you, Holy Father. We give this glory unto you, Holy Ghost, because all it is, there's no hindrances in our way. Everything that the devil tries to hamper to do with us is just another opportunity, Father, for you to glorify yourself. And you've proven yourself here today. You've proven yourself today. You've taken advantage of this situation, and you've got all the glory, all the honor and the praise. All the wimps, the pimps, and the imps, I know what they're doing now. They got to go back to where they were and try somebody else. But they don't have no place here. And so, Father, we're just grateful and thankful. In the precious name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you, Prophet Sims, because I refuse to give up. I refuse to give in because
praise
I
God.
Say I will go on with the show and the callers that it would wanted to stay on the air, hope they would stay on, but God let you stay on. The saints that could pray and get a breakthrough, but I kept praying and giving glory. I kept praising them over here. I was praising them in advance, and would you believe, at 2 minutes, that's when it popped on here where I could bring you on there. But God intervened where nothing would show up, but he still let me click that hand that came up where I could still bring in the power of God. That show you how good God is. He changes not. We may change, but God changes not.
Praise God. Praise the Lord, great overseer.
Our unchanging God. Ah. And I refuse to let the enemy beat me down or anything else because he had to go. I decreed and declared it this morning. He had no place in this broadcast this morning on our unchanging God. Nothing takes the Lord by surprise as he directs and overrules with infinite wisdom and sovereign power. He has promised to never leave us or forsake us. And that show, he didn't leave us this morning. He didn't forsake us. But I started calling on the name of Jesus. I started decreeing and declaring the works of God.
Praise God. Great overseer.
Yes, sir.
Where one could put 1,000,
two
could put 10,000.
Where
one could put 20,000, then two can put 100,000. And see this, we think about what it is that we are teaching at Yahweh School of the Prophets. You are now a living witness and a living testimony of how we can come together and incorporate the anointings, these power levels, these gifted levels in our lives to where we are assured that every setback is nothing but an opportunity for the Holy Ghost. Hey!
That's right.
That's all that was. An
opportunity. Woo, glory!
To show up and to show out. For the Lord to show up and to show out and decree and declare that Jesus Christ did not go to the cross and die in vain.
We've
got to give him praise, y'all.
Yeah, and I give him praise this morning. I give him praise.
Right,
and you know, he's up.
The atmosphere of the unseen enemy was defeated right before our very eyes. It's awesome.
Yes.
This is what it's all about.
Yes, it is.
Knowing how to deal behind the scenes, being able to hear the unheard, being able to know the unknown, and being able to see the unseen. This is what it's all about, great overseer.
Yes,
and
it is.
I thank the Lord for your anointing, for the power on your life, to be constant, your unwavering and your undying spirit to decree and declare that the devil has no place, that the devil has no authority, that the devil has no power. I'm so proud of your spiritual growth in the last months. It's truly unbelievable where the Lord has truly brought you from.
Oh, you, thank you, Jesus.
You have become a pillar of strength, great overseer.
You have been refortified.
You've been re-strengthened. You now understand the power and the authority that's made available to you. Praise the name of Jesus to where he's brought you from.
Mm.
And this is what it's all about. You can see now. You can see now your direction. You can see your plan. You can see that everything that God has promised you is getting ready to come into fruition. So now all you got to do is just walk it on out. Once you go to a place in the spiritual realm, it lets you know how much further you can go.
Yes.
It lets you know that you got an avenue to break free and to break through, and that ain't nothing can hold you back now. Ain't that awesome?
Yes. Ha. Ooh, he's an awesome God.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Ooh, he's so awesome.
I don't know how many other callers that were on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just grateful for what I witnessed today.
Yes,
I'm grateful
thank God.
2 minutes ago, because see, it moves us up to the next phase, not to the next level. It moves us up to the next phase. It shows, great overseer.
Yes, sir.
That the Holy Ghost has given unto us to work in His behalf.
Yes.
Praise the holy name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Talking to you last night. With the information that I've extracted from you,
you deposited
something in my spirit last night that allowed me to know how to attack the enemy this morning. And see, you don't even know that.
Oh, glory!
So that's what I love about this Holy Ghost. See, you got to know that God has no respect to person.
Yes.
And the Spirit of God in you and in everybody else, the God in you is talking to a Prophet Sims or whomever if they don't get so pumped up or so puffed up to where they can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you stay humble, you can hear the Holy Ghost speaking through anybody that you're talking to.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord has taught me to do. And this same technique that you taught me last night as we talked is what we used on the radio today. Now,
yes,
you got,
sir.
You got to figure out what that is. So we love you.
Yes, sir.
We thank you, honey.
Well, I thank you for coming on. I thank you for coming on at the time you did come on. But I declare and declare that the word of God will stand. It will go forth. And when I said yes, I meant yes to God. Yes to his will, yes to his ways. And
We've been on the line. We just couldn't get through.
Yeah, couldn't get through.
Yeah, we've been on the line. We could hear what you were saying, but we couldn't get through.
And then after, it finally started showing, I started declaring the word of God and that he will not keep the show off.
Praise God.
But one person's hand was up. Then they didn't want me to put the error on the hand for the thing. And each time I did it, I said, Lord, I decree and declare, I'm not giving up. Then all of a sudden, I could get it. The rest of the stuff said on air, caller, information, hang up, screen. None of that came on until exactly 2 minutes to show you God is still right on time.
Praise God.
So I give God praise this morning. I give him glory. And I thank the callers, whoever came on. I hope they'll go back to the archives and pull it up for as much as they can get. But if they know you can't throw in the towel, you can't give up, you got to continue on plugging in to the source, which is Jesus Christ. If no matter what it looked like, no matter what it seemed, continue on going on in Jesus.
Praise God, great overseer.
Yes, sir.
Thank the Lord for your spirit, for your perseverance, for your consistency to be able to stand and fight. Isn't that one?
Yes, Lord.
Stand and fight.
So I want to tell anybody that may have come in later on or just didn't show up, In a changing world, we serve an unchanging God, where the enemy may want to come in. But we, as men and women of God, have to know and stand our ground. God has given us the authority. And it's time that men and women take the authority and the power that God has given them and use it. Put it to work.
Well, I want to say something to you. Are we on
there
now?
We still on. It says show is on, but not streaming. So I don't know if it's still a pickup or not. But I can call you back.
No, you're good. I can say this on the air.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that you moved up to the next level.
Yes, sir.
By what took place here today, you moved up to the next level in your faith.
Yes, sir.
Moved up to the next level in your anointing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Level in your Holy Ghost evaluation.
Yes, sir.
Boomed
thank
up.
Thank you, Lord.
That's something to dance about right there now.
Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
Dance about right there.
Ooh, Jesus, thank you.
Oh, that is
and that you was, oh, Jesus. And I pray over the program, and I prayed especially over the program and the computer this morning before I came on it. I prayed over all the prayer requests that I have that's sitting here. I prayed over them. And I prayed over Jesus. Ah, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your word. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Hey, ooh, glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you.
This is why we have to come together.
Mm.
The enemy, the way that we have, we have to have a togetherness to come in to fight this enemy. Because, like I said before, depending on your level, all right,
mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Sunday, depending on your level, is going to determine how many of these demons you're able to defeat, and then you have to know the amount of demons that you're fighting against.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know the amount that you're fighting against and your level is not there, then all they do, they don't do anything. So what happens is we come in, we incorporate these anointings and these gifts upon our lives together. Something's got to happen.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
sir.
Your level of the anointing that you have, that's going to determine whether these demons are going to get out of this airway. So we
mm-hmm.
know. We've got living proof right today. Proof right today that what we are saying and what we're talking about is actually what is the right way to go.
Yes.
And this is the reason why that the enemy came today, so we could have a manifestation and a demonstration of God.
Yes.
And so truly grateful to this situation.
Yes, sir.
It has revealed that your power, your anointing, the spiritual level in you has matured. And and look at the fact that your heart, I'm not talking about what you're speaking out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about your heart manifested the sincerity of what you wanted to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Words. So, we thank the Lord for this opportunity and this privilege today.
Yes, sir. Now, thank you for coming on and staying right along there with me.
Well, you know, I ain't going nowhere with you, honey. I'm going to fight right with you. I'm going to be back-to-back with you. Ain't nowhere in the world I'm going nowhere. Because, you know, I'm not going to give no place to the devil.
Yes,
he ain't going to be on my watch. And like we said, on this watch, we're going to decree that the Lord did not go to the cross and die in vain. On my watch.
That's right.
Now, anybody else's watch, they can do what they want to. But on mine, I'm going to see to it that God reigns victorious.
Yes.
I'm going to see to that. So this is where I come. I'm going to stay. You know, I already know and decree, according to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Have faith in God is what it says.
Yes.
Now, that means more than what it says. If you can't see the ears on a fig tree, then it lets me know that you've got some work to do.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm telling folks. So that's part of the reason why, Great Overseer,
you're not going to have a lot of people around Prophet Sims.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of demons in hell doing everything they can to interfere with the progress that's going on around this ministry of yours and mine.
Yes, sir.
So I can go on down the road now.
Praise God, praise God. And I just give God glory and praise this morning. I just give him praise. Mm. Woo, glory, 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 glory. I just thank him today. Thank him. Mm.
Now, all of the challenges that you've got, great old seer.
Yes, sir.
You now know how to defeat them, right?
Yes, sir.
In the spiritual realm, you know what you got to do to break a stronghold, whatever they may be.
Yes, sir.
Keep getting stronger. Keep going and keep going. Oh, and you gonna meet that Jesus and that Catherine Kuhlman anointing, honey.
Yes, sir.
This is the door opener for you right here. To give you the confidence that you need and the assurance that you need to walk in victorious victory all the time.
Yes, sir.
I love you. I got to go.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
For my blessing. And
all right. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
Now, when I get back, you can tell me about what happened in
okay. Yes. Yes. Get SSS. Save. Surely.
I know that was interesting last night.
At 12 o'clock last night, I was so sleepy and tired, thirsty. But I tell you, when you call me later on.
All right. We love you.
Okay. Love y'all too. Bye-bye.